My life is filled with challenges every single moment of the day. Our life is filled with challenges every single moment of the day. And we look at these challenges and we say, oh God, why me? Oh my, oh my, oh my. And yet, that's what it's all about. Why me? Well, when you are practicing the piano, you play simple pieces first. You play simple little tunes first that make you feel comfortable playing the piano. And then you go on and you play
more difficult tunes. More and more difficult tunes as you go along, because that's the way it is. That's the way you gain skill. That's the way you gain the ability to achieve greater levels of being a pianist or anything else in life. Little children are not given more than they can handle if their parents are wise, but their parents always are the perfect example of what it is that they would like to have their children be, of what it is they'd like to have their children express and live and do in their life. Now, those things that the parents do are gracious. They are nice to their neighbors. They're nice to the family members. They are consistent. They're honest. They're truthful in everything they do. They are loving, unconditionally loving, and they demonstrate this unconditionally loving by not making any judgments whatsoever about what the family does or what the neighbors do. But they always indicate what is the ideal. Yes. They always indicate what is the ideal, because that's the most important thing to them. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing to them. And they live this. They have this as a trait. Now, that's not easy for parents to always be the ideal, because parents get their dander up occasionally, too. Parents get irritated occasionally. Parents get judgmental about what people do. And as all generations come along and bring with them new attitudes, new ways of looking at things, the old attitudes and the old ways of looking at things sometimes go out the window. And when they do, it's very difficult for the role models, the parents, to see this happening. And it's not that these things are right or wrong. It's what's going on in the generation now. Well, as in all things, we feel that what went on in our generation, what was taught to us by our parents, what was taught to us by our community and by our religious background, those things are sacrosanct. Those things must always be upheld. Those things must always be lived to and beautifully by. And when we live by them and to them, we feel comfortable inside of ourselves. And as we feel comfortable inside of ourselves, we continue to live in them. But when we are allowed to go out into an environment that is not that way, then we sometimes think that that environment that's not that way, that's the new way. That's the proper thing to do. Now think about this. We always say that children of a royal family have to be royal and have to be according to the principles and the values of the royal family at all times. If they ever demonstrate anything outside the values of the royal family, because that's what they see and that's what they have in their playmates and in their fellows, then they sometimes want to change the values that the royal family is based on. Now, this is a tough thing. It's a very tough thing, because children want to play with other children. They want to be out and having fun. They want to do silly things and good things. And parents want their children always to be the best. And as the parents want their children to be the best, they attempt to raise them with the values that they have. But if the parents let the children go out and play with other children who have a different set of values to what they have, the parents are fighting a losing battle. Unless their children are raised by such an image that they want to be like their daddy or like their mommy, they want to be like their family. This is what many children say. But then they go out and see what other kids are doing and they say, hey, I want to do that, I want to do these things. And as they go out and want to do those things, the parents are troubled with how to handle it, how to train their children to do what is according to their values. Now you say, well, the kid's got to go play with the neighbor kids, the kid's got to go out and socialize, they got to learn to get along with each other. No, they don't. No, they don't. You might say, yes, they do, but they don't. The children who are raised in the palace, raised with the royal family, raised with other children who are of that same teaching, come along and are very good people. Being raised in the royal family doesn't mean that you're a naughty person or that you're a person who goes around telling other people how to live their life and goes around telling other people what to do. You do it yourself. It's unseeming that you would do anything unlike your nature, unlike your values. It would be unseeming that you would ever do anything that would be contrary to what your parents would teach and what the values of your community are. Now, how can you grow up in a world where people are doing other things than the royal things? Think about it. The royal things, though they may seem a little bit weird at times, because the family doesn't practice that, they are admired. They are respected. The Queen Mother is always supposed to be the ideal mother. The king is always supposed to be the ideal father. The prince and princesses are supposed to always be the ideal children, raised in this ideal way of being. And sure, they got troubles, they got difficulties, because they see other children doing things and they think that might be fun. But that's not the case. That's not the case. When you are being raised as a royal being, as a son of God, as a son of a king, as a son of a queen, as you are being raised as the daughter of all light, then you are being raised in that very, very wonderful way that is very, very beneficial to you. And because it's beneficial to you, it's something that's going to be happy and healthy to you at all times. And it is something that you care about, something that you wonder about, something that you live with, something that you really understand because it's your nature. And that's all that matters. It's just your nature. And you wouldn't think of changing it. You wouldn't think of changing it. You know it's your nature. You know it's the way that you live. You know it's the way that you are taught. You know that as you play the simpler pieces on the piano, the more difficult pieces become simple as you go along. As you perfect your skill, as you perfect your talent. The same thing is true with values. The same thing is true with family values. The same thing is true with how you look at the world and how the world looks at you. How do you look at the world? What do you think of the world? I've often told the students of the university here that if you are a royal member of the royal household, you raise your children that way. Your children do not have any opportunity to associate with anything that is going to offer them the opportunity to think differently. Now, they may know what goes on in the world, but they know that they're the royal family and that they are always looked at as the example of fine living, the example of the royal family, the royal household. We've gotten rid of kings and queens. We've gotten rid of these people. Not because who and what they are is not beneficial, not good, but we've gotten rid of them because we don't want to be bothered with having that very, very tight rule. If I were to say to you, what would God expect of you? How would God think of these things? How would God do this? Now, you may have a different idea of God than I do. You may come from a different religion, a different philosophy. You may come from a different culture. But the thing is, anytime I would say to you, how would God respond on these? Immediately, you would have a very definite attitude. You'd have a very definite point of view of how God would respond to these things. And then you would say to yourself, I am incapable of living up to such high expectation, such high realization of the divine. I am incapable of doing that. But you are capable. You're born into it. All of us are. We're all born to be divine, because we are divine. We're all born to be ideal, because we are ideal. We're all born to be good and very good, because that's what we are. And the more that we train ourselves to realize that we are good, we are very good, the more that we train ourselves to realize that we raise ourselves, or are raised by our family, or raise our family according to the ideals, according to the highest and best, then that is what takes place. That is what happens in the world. That is what happens in life. The highest and the best is what comes forth. Oh, we can dwindle away from the values that we have. We can dwindle away from how we've been taught as a child, how we've been taught by our parents. Sometimes our parents had odd ideas too. Sometimes they thought some people were better than other people, or some families were more wonderful than other families, but they're not. They're all the same. All beings are exactly the same. We are all equal. And if we ever think of ourselves as not being equal, divine, wonderful, then we fall into a trap. And we feel that we cannot play the piano because we have not developed the skill in us to play the piano. And we can develop the skill in us to play the piano. It's just a matter of giving it our concerted effort. It's just a matter of really being careful. It's just a matter of being aware that we are divine. We are divine. We are wonderful. We are magnificent. We are the best. When you say to yourself that you are the best, when you say to yourself, you are the ideal, when you say to yourself, all is good and very good, then that's what you are. That's what you are, is good and very good. It's important for all of us to realize that we are royal family. We are royalty. We are divinity. We are the ideal. And demonstrating that ideal sometimes is a little difficult. Demonstrating that ideal, sometimes we feel we're the only ones who's working on it, and everybody else is out having fun. But when we follow the truth, when we are that ideal person, we are fantastic. The ideal children are given more to study, more to being aware of their inner self, being more to being aware that they are the beautiful beings that they are. And as they are aware of this, as they are conscious of this, then everything falls into place in their life. Every detail of their life falls right into place, into being a wonderful detail of happiness and joy and peace and love and harmony. But it's something each of us have to do. Each of us have role models, and those role models can be our benefit or our detriment. But when we have ourselves, our own divinity, our own purity, our own magnificence as our role model. And when we train ourselves as we would on the piano, developing our skill, as we train ourselves, as we develop within us that genius, that magic that is there, all the world would look upon us and say, ha, they're terrific people. There are people I want to be the President of the United States. There are people I want to be the King of our country. There are people I want to be the Queen. There are people I respect and admire. And all the time, a Queen, a King, a President, people don't have to be different from who they are. They merely are who they are. They know who they are. And they are their own pure, beautiful, fabulous role model. And it's a never-ending, joyous experience of being aware of who and what you and I really are. Today I make that claim for myself, and I say, I am divine, I am loving, I am God, I am all. Because that's all there is the allness of God, the divinity, the purity, the wholeness. Those are my values. Those are things that I seek for myself. And others about me may see it a little differently. And they may want to knock me off of the pedestal I put myself on. But I haven't put myself on a pedestal. For me, that's just the way to be. That's just the way to be. And it has nothing to do with being better or like anybody else. It's just being me and being me all the time. And I love me. Yes, I love me. I love me. And I love you, my creation. I love you, my neighbor, my friend, my family. I love you all in my world. And as I develop the skill to play the piano, to play it better and better and more complete and more beauty, so it is. I develop the skill of being aware of who I am and being that now and under all circumstances. It's a wonderful world. It's a world filled with peace and goodness. It's a world filled with love, unconditional love. And that's all I know. And that's all you know too. Because we are peers, we are equals, we are the same. And so it is.